you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Mariano.
And I'm Pauline.
And we're hashtag Pauliano.
Pauliano.
Now, we've got a few topics to get in here. Do you want to jump into those?
So the first one that we want to jump into are quick workouts that you can do at home.
Exactly.
So, because a lot of people, some people, they want to work out. They have every intent to work out, but because due to family, due to jobs and things like that, they may not actually be able to get to a gym or get to a fitness center.
You know what, too? A lot of people, I think, is more accurate. Like, even just last night, I took an Uber to a friend's house because I didn't stay in the dog park last night.
Right.
Even the very nice lady who drove the Uber car was like, yeah, I have a gym membership and I need to like make time to go. And I'm like, you know what? In reality, when I think about it, like even though I do go to the gym, I still waste a lot of time throughout the day. Like a lot, people say that, you know, there's that saying, like there's not enough time in the day.
Mm-hmm.
There really is if only you just use it correctly. Like think of this, how long do you spend on average in minutes? Like between the time you wake up and the time you actually get up out of bed?
Like 3.
You know what I mean? Some people take more like 20, 30.
Yeah.
Like you wake up.
I set my alarm with knowing that like I don't have any more time. Like I need to get out of the bed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Me, I don't really set alarms. Like I just kind of wake up. But when I do, I have a bad habit of I'll lay there for like, you know, 5-10 minutes and I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this, then this. Or you ever look up at the time on your phone while you're going through social media? 10-20 minutes flies like that, you know? In 20 minutes, you can work out a body group of really well.
Right.
You know, I'm in the gym on average like a little over an hour, but I do like 2 to 3 body parts while I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, time, if used correctly, you can get a lot done. But when you waste time, it goes so quick, you know?
Yeah.
It's like money. But we want to talk about some quick workouts you can do at home. And also, on top of home was... Time is one thing, but maybe you have kids and you can't like leave them with anyone while you're going to the gym.
Right.
Maybe you don't have equipment or you don't have money for a gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's say I've seen some crazy videos, have you, of like those single moms on YouTube that like...
Yeah, that do like baby lifts and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know about like... Not that there's anything wrong with it, but like you don't need to do all that. But I've seen moms that are like extra fit. Like she'll be doing like a handstand with the babies crawling underneath her. I'm like, that girl is strong, you know?
Right.
But there are things so easy as like... You know, for free on YouTube, you can go to beachbody.com and look up their quick 10-20 minute workouts.
Yeah, there are workouts like online.
Yeah.
And like, even I think I have on demand. Well, like on demand.
Like digital cable.
DirecTV. Yeah, I have DirecTV. And so like they have like on demand options and like there are like exercise.
Exactly.
Like routines.
And they're
like,
free, right?
Clips that you can watch and things like that just on demand
as well.
I used
to do them all the time when I was younger just to try them. Like because there's yoga.
Yeah.
I like this guy called Kendall Hogan who I used to watch all the time. But there's Sean T who insanity is hard.
Yeah, there's insanity.
And I think I'm in pretty good shape. And for me, insanity is hard. But there's also things like you can just map out a workout like, okay, today throughout the day, I will do, let's say 1000 pushups.
Right.
That means 20 right now, 20, right, like, you know, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Pushups. Yeah. And people, I think, forget like pushups are just like a classic for a reason.
Yeah.
Like pushups are good, you know, pushups and planks. People, I think sometimes feel like they can't do things because like they don't have, like you said, the equipment.
Exactly.
Or they don't have the membership, but there's a lot of things that you can do using just your own body.
Exactly.
And using just, I guess, like just the floor, really.
Right. When I lived in an apartment complex when I was younger, me and my cousins used to do pull-ups just on like the gazebo, like, you know,
or you can do sit-ups,
sit-ups,
regular,
exactly,
like PE style, like, you know,
it's true, you know,
the basic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you don't have to have a lot of things, like you don't have to
really, you just need like 6 square feet,
right? Exactly.
Which you could even do outside, so you know, and it's perfect too because if your kids are there, you know, they just kind of hang out. I don't have kids, but I have nephews. And like, if I'm sitting there doing push-ups and sit-ups,
right,
I don't really like need to watch them too much because they see you doing this and they're kind of fascinated. So they just hang out with you anyway.
True.
And they like try with you, which is fine. They're not going to hurt themselves doing a push-up.
And like my brother, yeah, true. Like they can just like kind of like
they'll like attempt
do it with
which
you.
Is fine, you know.
Yeah. And like my brother, he does like wall sits while he brushes his teeth and things like that. And so there's ways that you can incorporate it into your everyday busyness throughout the day. Or I do know like some people like at the office, instead of sitting on a chair, they'll sit like on one of those balance balls, like those big balance balls.
So your body has to stabilize.
Like
stabilizers. Or stand instead of sit.
And standing. And then there are also like at the other place that I work too, the girls, what they'll do is like on their lunch break, because they have like a certain amount of time for their break, so they'll eat and then they'll go walking around the plaza, because two laps around is a mile. So like they'll go in like little groups of two and three and they'll just go walk.
Burn little calories.
So that's fine. And it's nice because like you're getting outside, and like you said, you're not just sitting there.
Exactly. That's the thing too, is there's a mental and emotional aspect to working out. Getting out and seeing things. It's psychologically proven that on a day where you lay down and do nothing, and on a day when you go out and do things, you really are measurably like in a better mood on the day where you get outside, you
when
know,
you're just outside,
right? Tired or not, we are social creatures, and there's no way around it. You will feel better, you know.
Right.
So I mean, that's what I mean. There's little things you can do, like open up a window, open up the blinds. I know it's hot, so like maybe you have like those shutout blinds where everything's dark, but open them up 20-30 minutes. I know it's hot, but you want to sweat anyway, you know. And what's cool is when it's super hot and you take a shower, like when you're wet from the shower, then you're cool.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it doesn't have to be as big of an inconvenience as people think.
Yeah, you can do stuff like around the house. And I don't know, like some people, if they have stairs, you know, going up and down the stairs.
Yep, stairs is a good
and
one.
And things like that.
Skipping a step, so you're taking like big lunge steps.
Like you can do lunges with that. You can lunge or just do squats, like the wall sits and things like that. You don't really need anything to do those types of things.
There's this this lady that works at the hotel with us. Her name is Isabel, and she's older.
Oh yeah.
And it's cute because she'll like be standing by the door to open for people. And when there's no one, she's just standing right there, and she just goes on her tippy toes to work on her calves.
Yeah.
So she's like bouncing up and down, and I'm like, that's
little
nice.
Things
little things, you know. And also too, there's also that like snowball effect where maybe today you do 20 push-ups.
Right.
Maybe tomorrow you're like, oh, you know, that wasn't that bad. You do 40 push-ups. Maybe the next day, I mean, I'll go check out the gym, whatever. The first day is free.
Right.
You know, maybe the next day you sign up. Like, there's always little...
Step by step.
Right.
Just starting.
Exactly.
Is really what it is.
Exactly. Like, what if today you go for a quick walk around the block?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight you go for a longer one because it's fresh. And you're like, well, the dog is going to go out anyway. You know, like, you build habits. That's the thing, is we are creatures of habits. And if you build them, then you end up wanting. Like, I hated running. I hated running.
Right.
And I don't think I ever told you this. Do you know I boxed for a good while?
Mm-mm,
when I was younger,
I didn't know.
So I would run about 4.3 miles a day around my little city, because it's a small town.
Yeah.
And I'd run like the perimeter, and one day I mapped it in my friend's car,
uh-huh.
and like with the odometer, and I would run that, but I used to hate it. I didn't enjoy it. But then after like 2 months, I would find myself wanting it. Like I'd be laying down at night.
Run.
Exactly. That I'm like, you know what? I it would become sometimes to the point where I'd be already trying to go to sleep, but I'd get up out of bed, get dressed, and then go for the run, because it ends up being something you crave, you know?
Right.
It goes from being a chore to like, I want to do
just
this.
Something that
exactly.
you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. But I built the habit, you know? So like on days that I wouldn't run, I'd feel like, not weird, but I'd feel like I want to, like I missed out, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost like bummed out. But there's so many things like if you just build that habit, like me, I love the gym. I don't consider it a chore. Like it burns when you work out, but that's the point, you know?
Yeah. Look at it as like a good thing.
Exactly.
Versus,
go in with an idea of like, I either want to get bigger or I want to get smaller or whatever, but whatever that is, understand that all the pain and stuff you're feeling, not joint pain, but like if you're doing it right, all the muscle, you know, that you're feeling,
yeah,
the fatigue and everything, you're taking
that's a good
steps.
Thing.
Exactly. You're taking steps in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And that mental motivation, you know, is what makes you kind of eager to continue, because you're like, you know what, this is not a negative thing, my body's in pain, this is a positive thing, because this is that like stamp of approval.
I'm getting
exactly
I'm doing it right,
exactly,
things are happening. Yeah. And so there's lots of little things that you can do at home. And if you do have kids, then depending on like if you can still keep them in a stroller, then you can like push them around while you go for your runs, and yep. then you're taking them out as well. If not,
or
then,
a walk, push them around for a walk.
Yeah, push them around for a walk. Or if they can like ride their bike alongside you, then you can ride together, and that can be a time with you and like your kids as well, where both of you are plugged, I mean, unplugged
right.
from the television and just having time together. And that can just be like your thing.
Exactly.
That time that you spend with your kids.
What's a super good one that I do? When I take my dogs to the park, sometimes my nephews will want to go. And I'll take them. And it's kind of a hassle because they're like, oh, I want to go.
Right.
And then I wait for like 20 minutes while they find their shoes and stuff.
Yeah.
But once they're there, they sit there and hang out. And my dogs, like I throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They have to run and go get it and then come back. So I'll throw it. They're gone for like a good 30, 40 seconds at a time. So like I'll chuck it and I'm already with the kids at the like, you know, swing set or whatever.
Right.
I can sit there and do some pull-ups, chin-ups, and I'm right next to them. My dogs, because I have the thing that throws the ball, they come right back. So like you can compound things, you know?
Right.
So like if I take a rest day or if I just wake up too late to go to the gym, then, you know, I'll bang out some reps real quick just to keep my blood flow up, my metabolism going.
Exactly.
You know, little things.
To just pick up your heart rate
exactly.
a little bit. So we're going to have to cut it to a break real quickly. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some more little things that we can do at home as well as
the beauty of never multitasking.
So that's what Mariana wants to share with us. So
I'll explain.
When we come back, that's what we're going to talk about. You're tuned into the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast with hashtag Pollyanno.
Pollyanno.
Now, I know that sounds weird. The beauty of never multitasking.
Right.
Yes, of not multitasking. But I'll explain why, you know, why.
I don't understand.
I know, but
I love multitasking.
Everybody I've told this to, they're like, wait, not multitasking? Like,
I want to hear your point of view.
All right, because I've noticed, because I have a lot of things going on, you know, people don't know, I'm not on top of work, but I travel hours to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to come up with the content for these guys.
Right.
So like, and I have my dog training business. That's my business. So on top of training dogs, I deal with the advertising. I deal with all the, you know, kind of responding to all the emails and everything. So I don't really have much time, and I'm building a website for my dog training.
Right.
So I've got a lot of things going on, but I've noticed when I'm trying to multitask, I don't like the work never comes out that great. Cause you're like half paying attention.
Okay.
So instead I do one thing at a time. But I don't mean like sit and cut out time for this. Because you ever do that thing where like you're like, okay, I'm going to sit down and do homework, but you're really anxious to do something else?
Yeah.
I'll go do whatever that is. Because then after that, you feel like going to, you know, like if I feel like going to the gym and I'm trying to work on my website, I know it's not going to happen. So I'll go to the gym. You know, once my body's tired, then my mind is more like, all right, now we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't try to focus on two things. Like I won't be watching YouTube videos of working out while, you know, because I get sidetracked. So I'll sit and do one thing for like 5, 10, maybe 20 minutes at a time. If I feel like switching over, I'll switch over, but I won't multitask. Like I also do the movie review.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I have the urge to try to like compound. Like I'll listen to the movie in the background. And if I feel like some importance going on, I'll switch over to it real quick and then go back to the website. But then I'm like, wait, what was I? Oh, yeah. And you have that like that kind of overlaps of, you know, of like attention.
Right.
So instead, I'm like, no, you know what? All right, I'll sit and watch the movie. Don't even think about the website. Then I'll go back to the website. You know, but like do one thing at a time. Don't try to handle separate things. And I've noticed that in everything, my work comes out better. My dogs come out smoother. The content we come up with, I feel like, has been better this week. Mm-hmm. And this is because I'm just focusing on one thing at a time. Whenever I happen to feel like it, I'll go and do that. And when I don't, I won't. And I won't stress about it. I won't be like, oh, man, I'm hungry, but I really need to get this done. No, right. I'll go eat. I focus on one little thing at a time. Mm-hmm. Now that my body's fed, my mind is like, okay, what were we saying? You know, and everything comes out better. Like, I've been, not that I've ever been bad at it, but I've been performing better at work. People have been really happy.
Mm-hmm.
My gym workouts have been great. You know, my food intake has been really good, mm-hmm. which has been causing the changes that I've been seeing lately. My sleep has been better because I've been just more like, I've been less like mentally cluttered, because whenever I lay down, my brain is like, oh, what are we going to do 14 Thursdays from now? Like, you know, you think about the most random stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you just focus on one, like, I even take it to this degree. Like, I lay down and my head starts going like, oh, well, tomorrow. I'm like, nope. Like, okay, where's your arm? Put it right here instead. Where's your leg? Put it right here. You know, where the dogs? Put them right here. Little things. All right, now breathe deeper. Like, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, when you focus on those little things, it's easier for you to relax.
I love multitasking, though.
But you see, the thing is, I did too, and I think I am extremely awesome at multitasking. At work, I juggle like little coffee pods, mm-hmm. and I kill at juggling. While the phone is on my ear, while I'm like mouthing words to somebody because they're asking me questions, seeing that I'm on the phone. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm mouthing the words like, oh, hang on just one second, I'll be right with you. On top of juggling, on top of being on the phone, listening to this person at the same time talking mm-hmm. about, I can't get here, I'm, you know, coming from like over here. And I can do it really well, but I prefer not to, you know? And
I just feel like sometimes if I'm not multitasking, then I'm not getting enough done.
You see, but that's what I would think. And I'm telling you, I just started this. I was the king of multitasking. Think of everything mm-hmm. I have to do on a, you know, mm-hmm. a weekly basis. But I promise you, like, I'm not saying just sit one day and do just this and then one day do just this.
Right.
I do everything, but just one at a time. So, I mean, like, I'll sit and look up content for the show for, like, 5-10 minutes at a time. That's not long.
Mm-hmm.
I still do other things, but I do only that thing. Like, I won't look at content for the show. Oh, let me check my email. Okay, let me get back. Oh, what was I saying? You know? I'll be like, nope, I'll check my email 5 minutes. Finish up, look up some content. Oh, that's pretty good. Copy paste it however we mm-hmm. decide to do it on the Google Doc. Mm-hmm. Now I'm already on Google. Now I'll check my email. Like, just do one little thing at a time, you know, not for a specific amount of time. If I get bored of it, I'll stop and I'll do another right. thing, because then you're no longer like effective, you know. Mm-hmm. You ever do something you don't want to do? You don't do it that well, you know.
All the time,
you know what I mean, though?
Like, yeah.
So I do what my body just genuinely feels like doing at that time. If it's like 3 a.m. and I feel like working out, I'll do it,
right?
And then since I'm up till 4 or 5 a.m, mm-hmm. at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., if I feel like sleeping, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. And it sounds crazy, but I operate better that way. I'm getting bigger. I'm sleeping better. I'm doing better at work. I'm doing better with this. Like, you know,
right.
When you focus on what you need to focus on one at a time, but as you want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, it comes out better. Like, I urge you, try it. Like, try this week.
Nope, it's going to drive me insane.
No, like, at least try it for like a couple days, and then next week.
I'll try it.
All right.
But there's too much to do. Like,
but I'm telling you.
Because when I do like my content, like for instance, like for the shows, uh-huh. I do my content, but I do like content for like all the shows. So like I'm not just focusing.
No, I know. I do 4 shows, but also yeah. me and you do the same amount of shows actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my point is like, I'm not saying don't. Like, I'm not saying do one show one day. Do them all in a day, mm-hmm. but just do one at a time. So like you can look up one show. Let's say you take...
Because what if I'm... What? No, I mean, I know. I totally get what you are saying. I get it, because there are some things that I don't multitask with. Like, there are some things that I do focus genuinely just on that mm-hmm. particular thing. And depends, I guess, like on the importance of it to me and what needs to be done. But then there's some things that I just multitask because there's a lot of things that I need to get done. And because I personally feel like I spend way too much time in the car. Like, I think that that's what my problem is, as far as not having enough time in the day, because I spend on average, like just in one day, just there and back to like work 2 hours, because it's an hour there, an hour back.
Yeah, but you're talking to like, somebody who spends...
That's like, no, I get it. That's what I'm saying. So what I do is like I multitask, because then I go to like multiple jobs and things. So I can't just focus on one thing at a time. Because by the time I get home and there's things that I have a lot of things that I need to do before preparing for the next day. So I just feel like multitasking helps me get more things done throughout the day. And like, I don't half I don't half butt anything. I don't slack on things. Because, like, if there is something that's very important that I know I cannot slack on, like, when I prepare for, like, the shows that I do by myself, then I do focus more. Like, I'll wake up earlier so that it gives me more time to focus just on that, because I have to get, like, in a good, like, mindset for that.
But let me be clear. Like, I don't mean... Since I've been not multitasking, mm-hmm. I've been getting more done in less time, believe it or not. It sounds like it doesn't make sense, but the thing is, when you're doing two things, you're not focusing on either one of those things. So it's like, I can either spend 30 minutes in a shower where I brush my teeth and shave and stuff in the shower, mm-hmm. or I can take a 10-minute shower and shave my face in 2 minutes and then brush my teeth in 2 minutes, and that was 14 minutes as opposed to 30. You know, like, it's... Things go quicker. So, like, even though you're just doing one at a time, that doesn't mean do less. It just means do one at a time. But a time is not a preset amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like, and I let my mood drive what I'm doing. I don't, like, plan out my day like, all right, I'm going to do this, then this, then right. this, one at a time. I'll wake up and think, oh, man, I need to look up content for the show. Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to look up this video of this guy working out. And I'll look up that video of the guy working out and I'll go to the gym. Like, if I go from I want to do this to I want to do this, mm-hmm. I'll go do whatever I feel like at the time, because I know that after I'm done, if I don't sit there and worry about it, like if I don't sit there, if I'm not at the gym in between sets looking up stuff for the show, mm-hmm. my rest times are shorter and I'm done quicker, then I can really focus on the show because I don't feel like I'm sitting there where everybody's staring at me on my phone and I look like an idiot.
Right.
You know, so like it goes faster. It's weird, but it goes faster. You know, I'm telling you, just try it for a couple of days. One thing at a time. Again, I'm not saying you're locked into a time period.
Right.
Don't give yourself like, all right, I'm going to do this for 30 minutes. Just do one thing until you don't want to anymore. 5 minutes, 30 seconds even, you know? Mm-hmm. And then just switch over. Oh, you know what? I also need to do this. And then just do that. But then once you switch over, you officially no longer worry about whatever you were just doing until you're back to that. You switch one and one. There's right. not like two going on at once.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm willing to try it.
Try it. I'm telling you it works. Like, it sounds crazy. I never used to do it. And no one really told me to. I just kind of tried it, and it totally works.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't like it, just multitask. But,
yeah,
you know, but I'm telling you, like, try it. Try not multitasking. It's freaking incredible. Mm-hmm. It's super great.
So if you guys try not multitasking, or if you're just naturally, you don't multitask.
Yeah, because you get scatterbrained. That's my problem.
I mean, you could definitely let us know at GSMC_health. Yes. I want to know if you guys have tried Mariano's tip of not multitasking.
People say I'm crazy though.
I want to know. Like I do. I do want to know. I want to know how that goes. I want to know, did you notice a difference? Did you get more? Were you more effective and more efficient with your time? I want to know. So I'll try it for the rest of the day. Kind of. Is probably not.
Try it. Like, at least give it a real shot.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And probably not today, yeah. Because I already know all the things I'm going to be multitasking when we get done with this. So.
But that's fine, though. You can do all your things. I'm not saying don't plan out your day.
Right.
But like, I know when a day, well, everything I have to do, but I just go kind of as the crow flies. Like, okay, if I wake up and I'm feeling like going straight to the gym, I'll do that. If I wake up and feel like taking the dogs out, I'll do that. If I wake up and feel like working on the website, I'll do that first and then go to the gym or then take my, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The order is random, but it depends on how I feel. All I'm saying is I won't take the dogs out and while I'm out, look up the show. Or I won't take the dogs out and while I'm out, look up workouts. You know, like I'll do one thing. And then when I go to the gym, I am not worried about my dogs. I'm not worried about the show. I'm doing exactly one thing at a time. But I still get everything done.
Mm-hmm.
It all still gets done. You know, it's just one thing at a time is great.
So if you guys do that, I want to know. I do. I do want to try. No, I want to know how it goes. I want to know. I'm more of a kill two birds with one stone type of person.
Me too,
so
but I promise you it works.
I don't know.
I'll try it. Okay.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So we're going to cut to a break.
All right.
And keep it locked. You're listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We'll be right back.
Don't multitask.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everyone, so welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. So for this last part of the show, we're going to discuss whether or not is it better to take risks with things, or is it better to always play it safe?
Exactly.
Now both, I think, have their pros and cons, and I think that I like to think that I am a risk taker, but until these last couple of years, just like recently, I really realized how safe I do play it, and which is not necessarily a bad thing. Like no. When I do make decisions or choices, I consult like advice, like my mom. I consult my mom,
right?
Or I consult other, depending on what it is that I'm considering doing, other people in that venue or that avenue, I'll consult like their advice as well, and then kind of decide from there.
Uh-huh.
So very rarely before, like very rarely I would actually just risk something and just do it and then figure it out as I go along.
Right.
I would always, you know, consult advice from people that I trust or people that, you know, I just think that are more, just more versed in what it is that I'm trying to do, just to get their advice, whether it's good, bad, otherwise, just like, you know, get their point of view on what it is that I'm trying to do.
Exactly.
So, which, I mean, has never really steered me wrong. I don't think that I've had a boring life. I think that I've had a pretty safe life, and I think that everything has been, you know, thus far fine. But at the same time, there's things that I feel like I wanted to take risks with, that there would be times, like if somebody would downplay it or say, oh, that's too much risk, or are you sure? Then that would make me iffy about it. Then I wouldn't follow through and do it. And a lot of times I would regret it, because then I'd be like, I should have just done it.
Yeah.
I should have just did it. And just because so-and-so didn't want to do it with me, or just because someone had a bad experience, if it's not detrimental to my health, then it's like, why not risk it? Why not try it? Why not do it? And so that's what I've been working on these last few like years with myself, is just going for the risk, especially if it's not something that's going to compromise, like, you know, my well-being, then why not? Taking the risk of things sometimes is better, because you never know what's going to happen. And it's okay to like fail with things. It's okay to have to try something and it not work out necessarily how you planned, and having to rebuild or restart. There's nothing wrong with taking a risk. And I think that a lot of great things come from people actually taking a risk and not always playing it safe, whether it comes to their jobs, whether it comes to, you know, I know a lot of kids in high school, that's a big deal when it comes to deciding on a college. Do you stay close to home? Do you move far away? Do you risk it?
Exactly.
Do you study abroad? Do you not? You know, do you leave one job that you're comfortable in for a job that may be out of state, out of town,
that could be better.
That could be better, but you're not sure because you've never been out of the country or whatever. But it may be what's best for you in the long run.
I put it this way to a friend of mine very recently. He was asking me whether or not he was doing some classes for, he wants to be a doctor. So he has like, he's already a certified EMT. He's finishing mm-hmm. up his bachelor's, I want to say, you know. And he was like, I don't know if I should take this extra class. Like, I would like to just get it done. You know, I don't want to stay a whole semester for one class.
Right.
And he was like, but I don't know if I can like handle it and this and that. And I was like, let me tell you something. I'm the king of taking sometimes dumb risks. And, you know, I've done a lot of like, not stupid things, but a lot of really, really, I've reached a lot, you know, like mm-hmm. I've really bit off a lot, and sometimes I had trouble chewing it. But I told him, in all of that, in all of my, I don't even know if you can call them failures, but in all of my like endeavors,
right,
or attempts or whatever you want to call it, I don't regret any of it.
Exactly.
I've never regretted, like, I wish I didn't do that. I've never had that feeling. So mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I would just go for it. You know, if anything, it's a learning experience. You can always take a class again. You know, like, if anything, it's a learning experience, you know? Mm-hmm. Either you realize that you can do more than you thought you could.
Exactly.
Or you can't, and you now know where your limit is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, like, downside. As long as you're mentally in it, you know, in terms of, like, okay. As long as you're like, okay, I'm about to try something totally new, like when I started coming here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a risk. It's a big investment, time and money and mm-hmm. energy, and all these things factor into that. But it's also experience. It's also different things, you know?
Right.
And like, it all kind of factors into that. So if you think it's worth it, I would say go for it. I've never regretted one of those, like, just kind of go for it decisions.
Right.
Because this is life. You know, you got to go for it. Like, again, I don't want to be where I am right now. Mm-hmm. I believe in constant motion.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you're not happy with, like, for instance, your job or something like that, and you have the opportunity to make a change
right.
and to change it for yourself.
Which, if you're listening to this, you probably do.
Yeah. You know, then why not? Take that chance. Work up to it. If you feel that you need to, you know, get more experience in a certain field or things like that, then get that experience. Take that step
exactly.
to better yourself, because it's you that has to deal with it, and it's your life. So if somebody, like, that's one thing that I have had to learn just myself, is that it is a good thing to, you know, seek counsel and advice from people that you trust and people who have your best interest at heart. But then at the same time, you take that advice and then you evaluate. But at this, because at the same time, it's your life, not theirs.
Exactly.
So if you're willing to risk something or to try something or do something new, then, and if everybody around you is just saying, no, don't do it because it's too much, or it's, do you think that you can handle it? If they don't really have a reason why you should not do it that really makes sense to you, and you feel like you still want to do it, then do it. And if those people really do care about you, they should support you in whatever choice it is that you make, whether it's you take exactly their advice or you don't.
You know, either way, though, the thing that scares me is, like, you can take their advice if you really want to, but if you end up regretting, like, I'd rather regret my own decision,
right?
You know, than someone else's. And so, like, if I follow someone's advice and I end up unhappy, I'm like, man, I should have listened to myself. But if you're like, you know what, I tried this and I really don't like it, at least you're like, you know, well, I gave it
yeah,
a shot.
Trial and error is
exactly.
fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's okay. Because like you said, like, it is okay.
And just, you know you better than anyone else.
Right. And if you have, like, a dream or a goal or something that you want to achieve, then it's really nobody's right to hold you back. You really should try and do that. So I personally think that it's good to play it safe as far as, like, seeking counsel if there are people around you that you can seek good advice
from. Oh, yeah, definitely. Just take it with a tiny grain of salt, because this
right.
is your life.
And but at the same time, exactly, taking a risk is not bad. Taking a risk can turn out to be something great depending on what it is, because you never know. Moving out of town and out of state to pursue a different job opportunity may be exactly what you need, and that you shouldn't let people hold you back, because then you may regret it. You may end up doing something that you don't want to do for the rest of your life and always wishing woulda, coulda, houlda, like you shoulda, excuse me, you know. So it's okay to take risks, and sometimes you may have to come back and restart again because it doesn't work out. But hey, at least now you know. Now you can cross off something that you know didn't work.
Not just that, but you also learn things along the way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it makes you better for the next time.
Right.
You know?
So I personally think Mariano is a risk taker. I'm trying to be more of a risk taker. My baby brother, he's definitely a risk taker. And
good.
It's funny because I've been telling him he and I need to, like, swap. I'm like, dude, I need to take more risks. And
you
be,
need to take less risks.
And I was like, and you need to, like, ask for advice before doing things, you know. But it's okay. It's good to have a little bit of both.
Exactly.
You know, and our brother that's in between us, he's kind of like the middle. It's actually really funny because he'll ask advice, but then, like, if he's already set his mind to doing it, he'll do it regardless. But he will ask advice and say, like, okay, what do you think is a better route of what I'm going to do, you know, type like that. Whereas,
but that's true, because also to me, I go by, like, I go by what I call, like, realities, and not in a weird, like, metaphysical. I just mean, like, one of my favorite bodybuilders is Kai Greene.
Mm-hmm.
And in his world, you can lift 300, 400, or 500 pounds. In my world, you can't, at least not yet. And that's
right.
fair. But in one of my friends' world, maybe it is stupid for them. Maybe they wouldn't like a career in radio
right.
or something. So maybe for them it doesn't make sense to
right.
come here. But for me, it does. So
yeah, and that's yeah,
you know
that's
I mean?
The thing too.
So it's all different.
You can't
so, like,
let somebody else's failures or insecurities and
but things it may not even be too. An insecurity. Maybe they just don't want that. That's not mm-hmm. insecure. You know, that's what I mean. Like, take it with a grain of salt. Understand that this person is giving you their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's great and it's accurate. Like, if you're asking, chances are it's because it falls somewhat in tune with your own.
Mm-hmm.
But always remember, like, if my friend wants to be a pro soccer player, he would not come here to do a podcast. He's right. going to go play soccer. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't work out for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is a scary thought for me. Imagine D. Wade. He's the best Heat player there has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has dominated like D. Wade on the Miami Heat?
No, yeah, he's definitely a franchise player. They should not have let him go.
Yeah, they shouldn't have let him go. But imagine if he never did basketball. Do you think he'd be that successful as like an accountant? Because there are some successful accountants that have like celebrity clients.
Right.
He did what he was meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or imagine taking an accountant who may be like 6'3" and put him in the NBA. Just because he's physically big enough doesn't mean he's great.
Right.
You know, so I feel like people can tell you. I'm sure people were like, NBA, bro, I don't know. You should probably just go to school and do this and do
right.
this. You know, mm-hmm. Miami's a great city, but maybe this and this, you know, maybe stay closer to home. He's from Chicago. So he right. went home now. But the risk is what, you know, or like Johnny Depp's from like, what, Tennessee? And then he just went to LA and he was living on somebody's couch. It was this guy. His name was Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? That's true.
That's
but
funny.
Yeah, but you take risks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't work out, you live and learn. And if they do work out, you live and learn. Like, there's no,
exactly.
there's really no wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, as long as you're prepared for whatever comes your way, you did not fail.
Exactly.
You know?
So if you have been thinking about taking a risk, we suggest that you do. I mean, hey, why not? What's the worst that's going to happen?
Exactly.
So that's going to be it for this episode of the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm one of your host, the better half of Pauliano, Pauline.
I'm the lowly servant, Mariano.
That's Mariano. And of course, you can always listen to us at gsmcpodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Tweet us at @gsmc_health. And we will talk to you guys soon. It's been fun. And let us know. No, seriously, like, I want to know, what kind of risks did you take and what came of it?
Exactly.
What exciting, successful things came of it? Or failures.
And I mean, the multitasking.
That's
yeah.
all good.
But the thing is, you learn in failure.
Yeah, it's cool. So what did you do differently the next time?
Exactly.
Like, you know? So that's pretty cool. Don't get discouraged. Try something new. Try something else. You never know what's going to happen.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.